All right, it's the roundtable discussion with our good friends Ben Swain. Follow him on Twitter at the Ben Swain. Funniest guy in ACC hoops, and you could say he leans towards favoring the Duke Blue Devils. Josh Goodson at, what are you at, JW Goodson on Twitter? I get your email and your Twitter handle mixed up.
Josh W.
Josh W. Goodson at Twitter. You could say he's an NC State fan, although he's a UNC grad, so we keep it weird around here. You can check out their work also at Sports Channel 8. They do good stuff. How are you guys doing, boys?
I mean, I almost hung up after that intro.
it was only because
I mean, seriously. No. Forget the big words that Luke DeCock likes to use. He's an Everton fan, which means it is impossible to be half as smart as, okay? Like, you cannot divide by zero. So you cannot be half as smart as any Everton fan.
I feel like even Luke would appreciate that joke. We have Duke UNC this weekend. What is the state of the rivalry in the post-Coach K era, in the post they played in the Final Four and the walls came crumbling down, the world stopped? What's the state of the Duke UNC rivalry right now, Swain?
I thought it was over, right?
Yeah, but never.
Still going on?
Nobody actually believed that. Nobody actually felt that way. We knew the world wouldn't end.
Here's the thing: here's the vibe over here in the beautiful Bull City. The funny thing about one side claiming that the rivalry is perpetually dead is that Duke now. The big term last year was house money, right? Like UNC was playing with house money, which is a little way to protect themselves from whatever happened in that game. Duke now has eternal house money because the rivalry is over. So there's really nothing bad that can happen to them. It's sure. All good from here. So everybody's, it's a comfortable, sunny day every year in Durham.
And how are you? I see Big Game Boomer right now has a hot take today. UNC NC State is a better rivalry than UNC Duke. Goodson, how much are you looking forward to the next UNC NC State showdown?
I'm actually pretty pumped. You never want to get there and feel like this game, that people are going to be mad. Fans are going to be angry. It's going to be a hostile environment. And it usually doesn't live up to that. But given how the game was a couple weeks ago that me and you were attendance at, and
yeah,
sitting in a good seat to kind of see all the different emotions from both sides, and also it helps that State is actually playing well after that game,
yeah,
too. State fans, they always have the UNC game circled. It's their biggest game of the year. It's okay admitting that. But I think even more so, like there's definitely an anger that's going to be part of this year. You know what's funny about the Duke-Carolina game? I had to go back and look. Last year, did you know the first game where Duke won by 20? UNC still shot more free throws than Duke in that game, which is unbelievable. Even fathom. Duke was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. UNC was 10 of 15. It's pretty incredible just looking back at all these historical stats. I don't think that there's an ESPN researcher that could go back and tell you the last time that these two teams were equal in fouls. Because that probably doesn't exist. But
Josh, there is one. He just won't. the ESPN researcher that we know that would do it just won't.
Are you guys with me on it's time to, like, there is a Scorigami bot who in real time is calculating your Scorigami odd percentages and the best possible score to get the Scorigami. We need a real time Duke UNC, like, when were they equal bot. So if when Duke is up by six in the first 8 minutes of this game, the bot could calculate, okay, we now need to go back to 1971 in this, you know, this game, and now the scores are even. Like, we need to know in real time, at all times, at the point at which we start, where Duke UNC could be 100% equal. Swain, let me ask you this. What were your observations? Where did Duke fans sit watching the Capel-UNC rivalry that, like, kind of doesn't involve them, kind of does, but they get to just sit back and enjoy UNC beefing with the Capel family?
Yeah, it was funny. That's really all it comes down to. I think, every Duke fan will always, hold a special place in their heart for Jeff Capel because they're good fans and they don't turn on their ex-players. But it just the whole situation in general was pretty funny to watch. And honestly, it's not the first time that we've seen a yelling situation that's happened in the tunnel to Dean Dome. Gibson and I found our way back there back when it was Turgeon, right? At Maryland?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Turgeon was yelling some things, kind of. He wasn't there, but he was yelling at Roy Williams just openly in the hallway, and we were somewhere that we shouldn't have been, and got to hear that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes down in the Dean Dome tunnels that we don't know about. Maybe that would be a good book, right? Like, I'd like to read that book, What Goes On in the Dean Dome Tunnels.
To be fair, I think Turgeon yelled a lot, so that may have not have stood out as a rare behavior for him specifically, but your point is well taken. Goodson, who's more fun to watch right now, Turquavion or DJ Burns?
Oh, God, that's a good one. DJ Burns is interesting because he has this weird effect now when he gets the ball.
Dude,
I think you may have.
Yes.
Like, the crowd gets amped. And what's cool about it is we're getting the payoff more often than not, too. Like, he's either always scoring or he's just finding the right guy. And thankfully, the guy in the corner, Casey Morsell or Turquavion, whoever it is actually making the three. Burns is definitely I would say he's probably more fun right now in watching the state games. It's pretty odd that they're playing with a lot of confidence. The whole team is right now. You can see that on the court.
You nailed it. That's the best thing about Burns is like the entire game stops when he gets the ball. Right,
so
like
good.
It's a clear out on the block for him to back somebody down. So there is a literal pause in the game that allows everybody to get really excited about what's about to happen. With Smith, it's more like a quick slash or something like that. You don't have that chance to do it. But that's my favorite thing about Burns is the game just stops entirely when he gets the ball and you get to have that anticipated moment.
DJ Burns has reached NASCAR and hockey status where you truly have to be in person to appreciate like the whole vibe of everybody like, oh, and it just, you said it starts in the block. Many times he starts at the 3-point line now.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, which makes the pause even longer. And it just feels like, you know, Patrick Ewing back in the day, just like, no, this is the offense. My man is going to slowly back down, and nobody's going to. You better send two other people and then hope he doesn't find somebody.
Georgia Tech, that's who State plays tomorrow, I've heard, is trying to emphasize drawing fouls tomorrow against DJ Burns to limit those opportunities. So we'll see how that goes.
Can teams do that? Like, can teams decide they want to draw fouls more and be good at it?
I've been told the teams can decide that they can draw more fouls, and also teams can just stop fouling in general. It's something we've learned over the last week or two.
While we're there, officiating has been a discussion. Is it is officiating worse this year than in years past, or do we say that every year? And are we discussing officials more this year, or is that something we say every year too, Swain?
I think we say it every year that we discuss it more. Like we're past that, right? Like every game's on TV. You got social media where everybody can talk about it in real time. We've had that for years.
Yep.
So that hasn't changed at all. I think the biggest problem, for two reasons. One, the biggest problem is that you've had the same group of ACC referees forever. Like, who was the last new ACC ref that you remember? It's been probably 8-9 years since there was a guy, hey, I've never heard of him before, and now he's in the constant rotation of doing games. It's the same guys over and over again, which means, number one, they're probably getting tired and worse at what they do, which happens in every industry. If you just do something a long time, you're going to get worse at it. And two, we know them by now, so like, it's a lot easier to talk about them. But the fact is, they've gotten worse, and it's I know it's been said many times that it's lazy to talk about refs. It's lazy to argue against talking about how bad they are because they've been awful this year.
Goodson, any comment on the officials? Is it worse than in past?
I don't know. I feel like it's funny. Me and you were sitting at the Smith Center, and that this is the game that kind of started this discord,
yeah.
I would say, throughout the rest of the year. And you may agree with me. Like, I don't think I was sitting there as a State fan in real time, and me and you were not on our phones. It's not like we were following Twitter and seeing all the people that were mad. That was what was happening in real time. I didn't think it was anything bad. Like it never felt nefarious against State, meaning they were just holding the whistle or
right.
Excuse me, the fouls that were getting called on State were called on State and they were fouls. That's fine. It was just it never felt like they weren't getting the other treatment, and I think that's just been the biggest issue is consistency. And I don't know why they don't do like an NBA type thing where like let the refs speak some at the end. Maybe transparency would be better. I don't know. Maybe that would make people more angry. But I don't know. It is what it is at the end of the day.
Now, all we need now to close the loop is for Duke UNC to be played with a women's ball for the first half. That's what I'm hoping for. I need that controversy. All right, gentlemen, we are going to use you. We are making a crack committee. For those who don't know, we are big we are big fans of Halls of Fame in general, but we are tough gatekeepers on Halls of Fame, right? You have to truly, truly be a difference maker, and everyone needs to know who you are. That gets a little bit trickier in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and especially with this group, we're going to have...
Goodson doesn't know
who anybody is, so he's not going to let anyone...
It does not get trickier. If anything, it gets easier.
Swain can, like, you know, name the
I'm already getting mad at Goodson for saying it's easy, because only like, five of these are getting it.
Swain can like name the drummer on, you know, for Led Zeppelin's second album or whatever. Meanwhile, you know, Goodson's over here, and unless, you know, he was spoon-fed them as a baby, and his parents were playing them, he won't know who they are. But let's do it anyway. It's got to be unanimous. All three of us have to vote this person in. Our belief is Halls of Fame should be tough to get into. People are too. Did I see Scott Rowland got in a baseball Hall of Fame? That would never happen on a Sports Channel 8 committee watch. So with that in mind, and keep in mind, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has now basically become the Popular Music Hall of Fame anyway. So don't get too caught up on whether or not somebody is or is not rock and roll. I know you guys don't, but to the audience, it's basically, are you in the Popular Music Hall of Fame? I believe we have these in alphabetical order. They need a unanimous vote. Kate Bush, is she in? Swain?
No, just because your dad was president? No, absolutely not.
Goodson?
No, absolutely not.
And she only got nominated because her song was big in Stranger Things, and she had that come up like last year. She shouldn't even be nominated. It's a joke. Sheryl Crow, Goodson.
No.
Sheryl Crow's a no. She's a lovely lady. She's awesome. Couple great songs. Absolutely not in the Hall of Fame. Missy Elliott, Swain.
Yeah,
no. Wait, Swain?
That's what I'm torn on. I'm torn on this one.
Goodson?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm a yes. Swain, come on.
I love Missy, but like there are others that I'm going to have to exclude if I vote for her, if I didn't vote for her.
So you saying no?
I'm saying no.
I thought Goodson was going to hold us up there.
She literally has a song where two of the lyrics are her saying words of like something backwards, and people love that. And so, yeah. 100%
yes. She is iconic. We may have to overrule Swain there. All right, Iron Maiden, Swain.
No.
Goodson?
No.
Yes, absolutely no. Joy Division / New Order, Swain.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
They don't have a Hall of Fame catalog.
That's fair. You're allowed to give your sentence before you retire and resign to a no. That's fine. They're an absolute no. We've been in mostly agreement on these. Cyndi Lauper, this could be tough. Swain.
Absolutely not.
Ooh. Goodson.
Absolutely not. No.
It's tough because I'm aware of Cyndi Lauper. I know a couple of her songs. I'm going to go no as well.
It's weird. I'll be honest. I'll vote yes, and I would have thought Swain would have voted yes. I'm surprised by that, but I like it that way.
There's no chance I'll vote for yes. She is a music video icon.
Yeah.
And had a couple of good songs, but that doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame. We're talking about the Hall of Fame.
All right. I like it. I like when you yes. This is the gatekeeping energy we need. George Michael, Swain.
I'm going to go yes.
Goodson?
Yeah.
It's a yes. He's in. God, I was worried. I was going to break down and cry if we couldn't get him in. George Michael is amazing. Willie Nelson. Swain?
I'm pretty sure he used performance-enhancing drugs. So it's
going to be a no for me there. The Conseco clause is keeping him out. Sorry, he's getting Roger Clemens, Goodson.
I'm going no.
Is it because he's like obviously in the Country Hall of Fame and he just doesn't fit in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to you?
No, I think his like best songs like aren't like On the Road Again kind of stinks.
Yeah, you're dissecting his music. I'm going
to
use the.
Well, no, it's just like I try to think now, like if someone, and I know this is a tough thing, but like someone turns on Willie Nelson now, and Willie Nelson's music does not carry over like to now at all.
I saw Willie Nelson in concert last year, and it was fantastic. All right, so Willie Nelson is apparently not in. All right, Rage Against the Machine, Swain.
It's a yes. I mean, that's the biggest no-brainer on your
yes. Oh, Goodson, you are caving to Swain. You are caving to Swain. You do not think that Rage Against the Machine belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I'm sure Victoria can tell you, how many bumps are in the freaking radio show, get back in from the break thing of Rage Against the Machine? And I had to play those forever and ever. And I was like, these guys are actually pretty good.
This is kowtowing to Swain. I think they're awesome. I think they are amazing. But they're not in. I'm voting against Rage Against the Machine. Soundgarden, Swain.
All right, can I have 30 seconds to talk about this one? Because this one makes me mad.
Yes, go for it.
Chris Cornell should 100% be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Unquestionably, he should be in there. I don't think Soundgarden's good enough. Plus, their drummer, Matt Campbell, also the Pearl Jam drummer, is already in. So I'm going to go no Soundgarden, but you got to put Chris Cornell in.
This is like BG talking NBA basketball right now, where I'm sure everything you said was accurate, and people who know both these bands are like, yes, finally somebody intelligent talking, like when BG talks basketball. But I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll take your word for it. Goodson, Soundgarden?
I would put Savage Garden in before Soundgarden.
The legitimate LOL. All right, this no for me on Soundgarden. The Spinners, Swain.
No,
they're awesome, but I can't put them in either. Goodson,
I'm a no. There's, I think they were just kind of part of the Motown. Like they were probably good. They probably have really good songs, but there's way other better Motown people there, and we can't. He can't put in guys in there just because you know, other Motown have come before them.
Tribe Called Quest, Swain.
I'm going to go yes. Man, without hesitation.
This is going to be tough for me. Goodson?
We saw him DJ in Brooklyn, right?
No, that was Quest Love.
That was Quest Love.
Different Quest.
Different band? Different Quest?
No, okay. Yeah.
They're out.
All right. Tribe Called Quest may be a beneficiary of like who they're up at. There's no other like strong rap candidate in there. I think that's going to help them. I'll vote them in. White Stripes, Swain.
That's a no-brainer for me. That's a yes.
Goodson.
Sound too much like Referee. No.
Some of these answers are fantastic from Goodson. I'm going no too, although I love the White Stripes. And Warren Zevon. I know like I'll tell you, I'm voting no on Warren Zevon just to make old people mad. There's some what? I'm sure he's getting in. I'm voting no just to get him out of here. Swain, what about you?
I'll even go as far to say there is no song that I hate more than any other popular song ever than Werewolves of Love.
I'm right there with you.
God, I hate that song.
Goodson, you want to defend your...
Counter. Pac Pro. Wolves. Warren Zevon.
Fantastic work. I don't know why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Committee doesn't have us as the finalist. I remember what I was going to say about Willie Nelson. This goes to Cyndi Lauper, too. I believe there is a We Are the World corollary where, like, if you were on We Are the World, you got to get in. And so Willie Nelson might slot in under that. Gentlemen, thank you for the roundtable. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Swain, we'll see you on Twitter if Duke wins. And Goodson, don't have a lid down against Tech.
See you, boy.
See you, guys.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
you could really use the JAG Advantage.
What's the JAG Advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG Advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.